Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's Southern Upscale Outdoor Lifestyle magazine recently announced that their 15th annual Made in the South Awards program has opened for nominations. The program celebrates, encourages, and spotlights under-the-radar Southern craftsmanship. Caroline Sanders Clements is associate editor at Garden and Gun magazine. She joins us by phone now from the magazine's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Caroline, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Now, for our listeners new that might not know about this awards program of yours, tell us how it all got started.
Our whole thing is telling Southern stories, is telling about, you know, people and places and things in the South that our readers may or may not know about. And small businesses and makers are such a huge part of that. So we wanted to create a program that specifically uplifted and celebrated these makers. It started out a little bit smaller 15 years ago and has just grown and grown every year. We now have 6 categories. I believe it started with just 4, but food and drink was included in one category, which you can imagine how hard that was to just choose one winner and 3 runners up from a food and drink combined category. And then a couple years later, we introduced the crafts category as well, because, you know, home and crafts are so different. And so we kind of pulled crafts away from that category as well. So we introduced a $10,000 grand prize a couple of years ago. And this year for our 15th anniversary, we actually have a special $15,000 grand prize. So over the past 15 years, it's just continued to grow and we've had more and more entries each year.
Walk us through those categories again, and what is the deadline for sending in nominations?
So the deadline is June 17th, and the categories are food, drink, home, style, crafts, and outdoors. And then we also have a special sustainability award that started 2 years ago. This is our 3rd year that we've been doing it, and it is one winner chosen among all of the categories. So you don't have to enter specifically, but you can just mark on your entry that you also are a company that thinks about the environment through your products in some way. One winner is chosen across all 6 categories for our sustainability award.
The nominees must come from the South. And I guess that ranges from Virginia to Texas, I guess?
Basically, we include Maryland and Oklahoma as well, but that general swath, yes, the products have to be physically put together in the South. So if the company is based in the South, but the product is made overseas, it doesn't count. It has to be physically constructed or grown or built in the South.
And so these are obviously then going to be fairly small companies and maybe even individual craftsmen.
Yes. The companies range in size, of course, but yeah, we have had people who are just, you know, a one person operation working out of their garage. And sometimes those are some of my favorites. One that comes to mind is Stono Knife Works. They're from Taylor's, South Carolina, actually. And they won the outdoors category in 2019. And he was just a one man operation making these gorgeous Damascus steel knives. And when he won the outdoors category in 2019, he quit his day job and now is making knives full time.
You know, we have interviewed winners from South Carolina, of course, over the years that this contest has been going on. And it's been very enjoyable to watch them see their business launched to a whole new level as a result of the notoriety achieved through this contest.
Absolutely. Selfishly, I love just learning about all these new cool products that I hadn't heard about before, but also the Garden Gun readers do love these awards. Like every time, you know, products will sell out almost immediately. Not every time, but you know, it really does help so many small businesses.
Well, Caroline, now tell us about the judging and how all of that works. How are the winners chosen?
So our first round of judging just happens through the application that is filled out online. And then if you make it to the second round, we will call in your product and do a tasting or a showing with our guest judges. So each category has a different judge. And this year, actually, 2 of them are from South Carolina. Our home judge is Gray Benko, the interior designer from Somerville, who has the Magnolia Network TV show At Home with the Benkos. And then our food judge is Alexander Smalls. He lives in New York City and has been there for many years now, but he grew up in Spartanburg, so he's very familiar with Southern food.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Caroline Sanders Clements is associate editor at Garden and Gun Magazine, based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the magazine posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.